Well, as I mentioned last night, that here in the Sermon on the Mount in the fifth chapter, we have the most extensive treatment in the New Testament of Jesus taking the Torah of the Old Testament and bringing it to life. And in today's reading, he speaks about how he has come not to abolish, but to truly fulfill the law and the prophets. And when Jesus uses the phrase law and the prophets, he's talking about the Old Testament in its entirety. Listen to these two places in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus uses this phrase, law and the prophets. In chapter 7 at verse 12, he says, "So whatever you wish that men would do to you, so do to them, for this is the law and the prophets." And then in chapter 22, where he brings together the Shema of Israel, hear, O Lord, hear that God is one, and we are to love God with all of our heart, to love our neighbor as ourselves. He then goes on to say, on these two commandments depend all of the law and the prophets. And so here Jesus is saying, I haven't come to abolish, but to fulfill them. That is to bring to completion everything that is written in the Old Testament about me. And that's very telling when seen in light of today's Old Testament lesson, where the prophets of Baal, of which there were 450, their God was completely silent. There is no word that is coming from him. Elijah is one prophet representing God, and when he speaks with authority. And what Jesus is wanting us to understand, that is the one who fulfills the law and the prophets, he is the one who speaks with true authority. One of the things that I love about Matthew's gospel is how Jewish it is. It is the most Jewish of the gospels because it was written by Matthew, who himself was a Jew, writing to the Jews. And one of the things that we see in the structure of the gospel is a particular way in which Jesus actually fulfills it. Remember, I made this connection between the Torah of the Old Testament and Jesus being the one who now helps us to fully understand the meaning of the Torah. The Torah was made up of five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the first five books of the Old Testament. And when you look at the structure of Matthew's gospel, did you know it's also divided into five? That there are five discourses that Jesus gives. Discourse number one, the Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5 to 7. Discourse number two, Matthew chapter 10, it's called the missionary discourse. Discourse number three, all of the parables that are found in chapter 13. Discourse number four, don't worry, there's not a test and you don't have to remember this. Discourse number four is this teaching on the church in chapters 16 to 18. And then discourse chapter number five is chapters 24 and 25, which have to do with the last things. And here's the interesting thing that Matthew does. He, at each discourse, when it completes, says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, when he had finished saying these things. So here's the thing that we want to appreciate and understand, that Jesus speaks with an authority and he truly speaks the word of God. And as we understand that, there's something else that is brought into focus. You might have heard Jesus say in today's gospel, truly I tell you. Truly, I tell you. Do you know how many times he says that in Matthew? 31 times. 31 times. And so what we're to appreciate here is that Jesus truly speaks with an authority. He speaks with a clarity where the law's enduring validity is brought into focus. But here's the thing we will begin to hear tomorrow in the gospel, and it will continue through the next week as we look at chapter 5. Jesus is not only talking about the exterior law, he is talking about the law's interior application. And so he wants us to understand something about God's ultimate intention, which is not just to the keeping of the outward law, but to the keeping of its interior motive. And that's why Jesus says, your righteousness has to exceed that of the Pharisees. Now, what was it about the Pharisees? They had looked at the Torah, and they had come to see that there are actually 613 regulations in the Torah of the Old Testament. And they were very good at keeping the outward law. But Jesus says it's about the interior motive and intent as well. And so as an illustration of this, if you were to flip over to the 23rd chapter of Matthew's gospel, what does he have there? He has these woes against the Pharisees. where he says, you're really good at cleaning the outside part of the cup, but you're not very good at what that represents about the interior life that you are to live. And then he says something really strong. He says, you Pharisees, you scribes, you are like whitewashed tombs. You look great on the outside, but on the inside, you're full of dead people's bones. The point being, it is so easy in one way to be religious. It's easy to keep the outward intent, but to lose completely the inner motivation. And so Jesus calls each of us into this place of a deepening relationship with him, where the standard of righteousness that Jesus calls of us who are his disciples goes beyond that of the scribes and the Pharisees. It requires much more than external conformity to the law's regulations. We are called to wholehearted trust and obedience towards our Heavenly Father. And at the end of chapter 5, Jesus will say, therefore, you must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. The word for perfect in Greek is the word telos, which means goal. Here's an analogy that we can think of. What is the goal of someone who throws darts? The goal is to always hit the bullseye, to always get right at the center of the dartboard. And so here Jesus is saying our perfection is to be based on seeing what God the Father has laid out for us. This is what Matthew chapter 5 will all be about. It's about learning more and more that way of the goal of our life, which is the interior transformation of our souls, so that from the inside out, we are reflecting more and more the character of our Heavenly Father. Tomorrow, we will begin to hear in detail how Jesus does fulfill the law and calls each of us to a radical discipleship.